Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are seeing a terrible war unfolding in Ukraine. The Sun wrote on February 23, Vladimir Putin has declared war on Ukraine and unleashed his terrifying arsenal with a full-scale assault on the country, plunging Europe into a bloody new crisis. The tyrant declared a special military operation in Ukraine with a dawn raid after months of amassing his forces on the border of about 200,000 troops. And brazenly lying to the world about his plans to invade, he chillingly warned the West that there would be consequences greater than any you have faced in history if there are any moves to interfere with the invasion. In other words, he is threatening nuclear war. The article goes on to say, global leaders have condemned Russia and pledged to stand with Ukraine, with the world now just one false move from what could become World War III. Putin also attacked from neighboring Belarus. Putin justified his bloody assault in a televised address, making false claims about protecting, quote-unquote, Russians in eastern Ukraine. He had always been predicted to use a phony humanitarian crisis as a pretext for an invasion. The former KGB enforcer also claimed that Russia will move to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine, bringing those who committed quote-unquote crimes to justice. Now, these are words which have been used by Hitler and by Stalin before. And we shouldn't forget the fact that Putin is a former KGB spy, which means he has been trained in the quote-unquote art of deception and lies. And then the Sun wrote on February 24, ground forces have been streaming across the border into the former Soviet state from all sides after the aerial blitz in the early hours. Fighting is raging through the country as Ukraine attempts to mount a resistance to the assault. And the New York Post wrote on February 24 that terrified Ukrainians began a mass exodus Thursday as Russia declared war and started launching missiles, as chilling footage also captured a swarm of helicopters attacking an airport near the capital, Kiev. Now, how could this happen? Who is to blame? That it would happen should have be clear, should not have come as a surprise to any of our Western leaders. Let me take you a little bit back in the chronology of what happened. On February 18, Fox News wrote, President Biden said Friday he is convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade Ukraine, telling reporters that he believes Russia will target the capital city of Kiev. Axios wrote on February 18, U.S. officials are now certain that Russia is planning not just a small invasion to take territory in eastern Ukraine, but a large-scale attack that could topple the Ukrainian government and cause massive devastation across the country. The Guardian wrote on February 18, the omens of impending war we have warned about seem to be lining up like the horsemen of the apocalypse. The field hospitals have been set near the border. Blood banks have reportedly been brought in. Newsmax wrote on February 18 that former ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, told Newsmax Friday that the administration of President Joe Biden and the national media are marching us into war in Ukraine. He said the U.S. should place sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline now, before a bloody war starts with Russia and Ukraine. And so, Daily Mail wrote on February 19 that Ukraine's president has called on the West, during the Munich conference, to stop their appeasement of Russia and warned sanctions will not work on Moscow once the bombing starts. But they were not listened to. CNBC wrote on February 19 that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Saturday rejected calls from Ukraine's president to sanction Russia now, and other leaders did the same. In other words, they did not impose sanctions on Russia at the time. Thomson Reuters wrote on February 20, CBS News reported on Sunday that U.S. intelligence agencies have confirmed that Russian commanders have received orders to proceed with an invasion of Ukraine. BBC News wrote on February 20 that evidence suggests Russia is planning the biggest war in Europe since 1945, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said. And then we have this article by Newsmax, dated February 20. Senator Ted Cruz draw a straight line, and he drew a straight line between the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last year to an imminent threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Joe Biden's surrender and disastrous retreat from Afghanistan is the worst military catastrophe for the United States in decades. And as a result, as I said back in August, Cruz is saying here, the chances of Russia invading Ukraine had just risen tenfold. The chances of China invading Taiwan had just risen tenfold. We are seeing the first of those two shoes dropping today. And it's interesting that China has not condemned Russia for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. There can be no doubt that Putin became emboldened by Biden's and, as I will show, Scholz's behavior. And no sanctions were imposed until Putin had invaded eastern Ukraine. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 21, Putin's recognition of two provinces in eastern Ukraine as independent has been met with widespread condemnation from the West. And that was about it. The Sun wrote on February 22, hours after tanks and 10,000 troops moved into pro-Russia breakaway enclaves, the Kremlin said further territory held by Ukrainian forces should belong to the two self-declared republics. And in a further development today, Russia's parliament voted to allow Vladimir Putin to use armed forces abroad. And Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia did not recognize its democratic neighbor's right to sovereignty. Only then were sanctions imposed. Reuters reported on February 22 that Germany on Tuesday halted the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline designed to double the flow of Russian gas direct to Germany. But Scholz acted far too late, and even this sanction is meaningless because it's only temporary, as he said. The pipeline wasn't even in operation yet, and Germany is importing up to 60% of gas from Russia at this point. And by the way, America also is importing a lot of gas from Russia as well. See, whatever harsh sanctions might now be imposed on Russia, it's too late. They will not persuade Russia to relent. The EU demands that Putin ceases military operations immediately and withdraws forces and equipment from Ukrainian territory. This is simply not going to happen. Macron said Paris and its allies had done everything to try to prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine. That is simply untrue. Now, of course, we got to understand that spiritual forces are at work here. We also got to understand, as I have told you time and again, that the Bible clearly prophesies that Russia and Ukraine and Belarus will be together, will be united against Europe. People have said that Putin has changed. He is no longer the man they once knew. If that is true, it would show how satanic and demonic influences are at play, perhaps even worse than that. By the way, let me also say that in December, the spokesman for Putin has said that comes February 22, 2022, Ukraine will be quite different than what the world knew at that time. So Putin placed the world on notice. Nobody acted. Hitler had placed the world on notice when he wrote Mein Kampf. Nobody really took that seriously. And so while it is a perception of the conservative American press that Biden is largely to be blamed for the disaster in Ukraine, it is a perception of the German press that Merkel and Scholz are to be blamed to a large extent, even though it's being hinted at that NATO and all the Western nations have failed, and the epitome of hypocrisy just happened when Canada, Justin Trudeau, condemned Russia for its actions. Here we have dictator Trudeau condemning and sanctioning dictator Putin. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 24, Germany's Russia policy is in tatters after Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin's move leaves the policies of Scholz's predecessor, Angela Merkel, in ruins. And Bild Online published an editorial on February 22 titled Merkel's Fatal Mistake. And that's what the editorial said. Putin is more dangerous than ever, and Germany bears a great deal of responsibility for this. Years ago, the Kremlin chief declared that he considered the fall of the Soviet Union to be the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. Instead of taking the dictator seriously, the federal government let him get away with every crime. Even after the MH17 plane was shot down with 300 fatalities. These mistakes by former Chancellor Angela Merkel and her then Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier are now taking the revenge. With the Russian invasion of Ukraine, one thing is clear. Our continent, and Germany too, is at greater risk than it has been for the last 30 years because Putin may only see Ukraine as an intermediate step. And with this warning, the call for a European army and also for a much stronger military engagement of Germany is again on the table. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 24, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, former defense minister and Chancellor Angela Merkel's previous government, admitted policy failures. She wrote she was angry at Germany for not preparing any deterrence and showing military strength. And also Thomas Silberhorn, a German opposition lawmaker from the CDU, said that Germany should now consider sending defensive weapons to aid Ukraine, and that Russia's invasion of Ukraine should provide impetus for Germany and Europe to reconsider its foreign policy. We need to do much, much more in Germany and in Europe to establish reliable and effective deterrence, he said. And this is going to happen soon. Our free booklets, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, shows you how it's going to happen. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.